With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Republican National Committee is sidestepping Donald Trump's legal issues when it comes to next July's nominating convention. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
The RNC's rules for next year's convention in Milwaukee have been released, but the party leaves a major question unaddressed. With Trump under four criminal indictments, the rules don't include any provisions if the party's presumptive nominee is convicted of a felony. It's unclear if GOP delegates could vote for a different candidate under such a scenario. Trump's first trial is scheduled to begin in Washington in early March on charges that he unlawfully sought to overturn the 2020 election. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Israel's military ordering more areas in and around Gaza's second-largest city, Khan Yunis, to evacuate as it shifts its offensive to the southern half of the territory where many Hamas leaders are apparently hiding. Heavy bombardments overnight and into this morning. The U.S. is now committed to the idea of phasing out coal power plants. Correspondent Bob Agnew has that.
The announcement came on Saturday in the United Arab Emirates by Special Envoy John Kerry. He says U.S. will join 56 other countries in the Powering Past Coal Alliance. That means the Biden administration commits to building no new coal plants and phasing out existing plants. No date was given for when the existing plants would be phased out. Other Biden regulations aim to pull the plug on coal by 2035. Bob Agnew reporting.
Inflation is slowing, but it's too early to declare victory or to discuss when the Federal Reserve might cut interest rates. So says Chairman Jerome Powell. He says the consumer prices, excluding volatile food and energy costs, rose just 2.5% annual rate in the past 6 months. That's not far from the Fed's 2% target. This is SRN News. Religious freedom groups are warning about the spread of Islamic terrorism in sub-Saharan Africa. Jeff King of International Christian Concern says the Democratic Republic of Congo is suffering.
It's a largely Christian country and very small minority Muslim country, but there's tremendous wealth there. And so there is an armed Islamic terror group that is terrorizing Christians.
And then there's Eritrea, where things have been getting worse.
They persecuted the Christians for decades, but it really ramped up. Last year, 5,000 Christians in prison, torture, many of them held in shipping containers in the desert, if you can imagine that.
King says Nigeria is perhaps the worst case on the continent, with two Muslim terror groups killing Christians and pushing them off their land. The population of Nigeria is about half Muslim and half Christian, raising the specter of civil war if the government doesn't stop the bloodletting. ICC's latest report is found at persecution.org. This is SRN News. A gun factory in upstate New York with a history stretching back to the 19th century is closing its doors.
Rem Arms, the current version of Remington Arms, will close its facility in the Mohawk Valley in early March. An official says the company, quote, did not arrive at this decision lightly. Remington is the nation's oldest gun maker. The factory site dates back to 1828, with many of the current buildings constructed early in the 20th century. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 3rd. It's the 337th day of 2023. There are just 28 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1818, Illinois was admitted as the 21st state. And on this date in 1947, the Tennessee Williams play A Streetcar Named Desire opened for the first time on Broadway. This is SRN News.